Second Book of Kings, chapter 1, Elijah and King Ahaziah. Now Ahab had died, the king of Israel, and then the people of Moab rebelled against Israel. King Ahaziah of Israel fell off the balcony on the roof of his palace in Samaria, and he was very sick. So he sent messengers to consult Baal-zebub, the god of the Philistines, in the city of Ekron, in order to discover whether or not he would get better. So instead of turning to God, he turned to the God of the Philistines. But an angel of the Lord came to Elijah the prophet from Tishbe and told him to go and meet the messengers of King Ahaziah and to give them a question. Why are you going to ask Baal-zebub, the God of the Philistines in Ekron? Is it because you think there's no God in Israel? Tell the king that Yahweh says, that's the God of Israel, you will not recover from your injuries, you will die. So when we've got problems, we need to turn to God, not to our idols or not to human help. Because there's a tendency to use God as the last resort. Oh, well, I'll try this, I'll try that, and if that doesn't work, I'll try God. But those who truly love God will see his hand in everything that happens in our lives. So, you will not recover from your injuries, you're going to die. So Elijah did as the Lord had commanded him, and the messengers came back to the king. Why have you come back? They were asked. They replied, we were met by a man who told us to return to you and tell you that the Lord is telling you, why are you sending messengers to ask Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Is it because you think there's no God in Israel? You are not going to recover from your injuries, you're going to die. The king asked, what did that man look like? They replied, he was wearing a cloak made of leather and tied together with a leather belt. It's Elijah, the king said. So he sent an officer with 50 men to arrest Elijah. Now you see, when people don't like the message, then they attack the messenger. And you'll find that when you preach to people, that if they don't like the message that you're teaching, then they get a bit cranky with you. So he sent an officer with 50 men to arrest Elijah because he didn't like the message. The officer found him on the top of a hill, and he said to him, man of God, the king orders you to come down. If I'm a man of God, Elijah replied, may fire come down from heaven and kill you and your men. Fire came down and killed the officer and his men. So the king sent another officer with 50 men. They came up and said to Elijah, man of God, the king commands you to come down immediately. If I'm a man of God, Elijah replied, may fire come down from heaven and destroy you and your men. Immediately the fire of God came down and destroyed the officer and his men. Once more the king sent an officer with 50 men. Now this one went up the hill and fell on his knees before Elijah and begged him, O man of God, be merciful to me and my men. Please spare our lives. The two other officers and their men have been killed by fire from heaven, but can you please be merciful to me? The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, go down the hill with him and don't be frightened. So Elijah went with this officer to the king and said to him, this is what the Lord says, because you sent messengers to consult the god of Ekron, Baal-zebub, as if there was no god in Israel, you are not going to recover, you're going to die. And so Ahaziah died as the Lord had said through Elijah. Ahaziah had no sons, and so Joram, his brother, became the next king. Well, there was a similar sort of situation when Jesus was on earth, and some Samaritans wouldn't let him and his men pass through their village. And the disciples said to Jesus, shall we get fire to come down from heaven and burn these people up like Elijah did? And Jesus said, no, you don't know what kind of spirit you've got. So I think that is really saying that what Elijah did wasn't really right. And yet God gave him the power to do it. God sent the fire down. God answered his prayer. But they were 50 men. They were all daddies and sons and brothers of somebody. And so he didn't really care about the value of human life. And yet he was sort of accepted by God, and God answered his prayers and sent the fire down each time. And of course, it wasn't the first time that Elijah had prayed for fire to come down from heaven, because you remember when they had the big contest on Mount Carmel, and all the prophets of Baal were there, and Elijah, they put the sacrifice there, and then the fire came down from God out of heaven and burnt up the sacrifice of Elijah. So I think the lesson from all this is that you can know the true God, and God can hear you and answer your prayers, but you can still not get it. And Elijah, I think, didn't get it. And remember, already he's been told that he's going to be replaced by Elisha. Exactly because of that, because he said to God, I'm the only one in the whole of Israel who is faithful to you. And God had said to him, now there's 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And Obadiah had hidden two groups of 50 prophets in caves. So God really doesn't like this kind of attitude that I'm right and everyone else is wrong, and I've got God on my side and you haven't. He really doesn't like that. It doesn't mean Elijah won't be in the kingdom. It doesn't mean Elijah won't be saved. And it doesn't mean that the disciples who followed Jesus won't be saved. But as he said, you don't understand what kind of spirit you are of.